Welcome to my podcast. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2022. Today I'm going to talk about the Biden failing economy, stuff I think we all need to know about. And look, folks, the bottom line is that when you print too much money and when you reduce the supply of commodities, the result is out of control inflation. Inflation is, of course, a highly regressive tax that is most harmful to those at the lower end of the income spectrum, as well as to retirees on fixed incomes. The average American family has already lost 1 month's income, or put another way, $460 per month due to inflation. And we're supposed to be happy with Joe Biden's performance. That's because everything costs so much more. When people have less money, they buy fewer things. This means our corporations earn less money. When corporations earn less money, their stock loses value. 52% of Americans own stock. Bonds sell off because the value of their dividends declines due to inflation. So people sell their bonds, which in turn causes interest rates to rise. So this is bad news because so many Americans own stock and are influenced by bonds and stock prices. And whether most Americans know it or not, they do own stock because their pension plans invest in stock. So when interest rates rise, corporations borrow less money because the cost of borrowed money is too high in relation to the expected return. In other words, folks, if it costs too much to borrow, you're probably not going to make a profit. Less borrowing leads to less growth. Less growth leads to layoffs, and less growth also leads to less hiring, and hence higher unemployment and less total employment. The unemployment rate is low now because total number of persons looking for jobs is also low, because many have opted out of the workforce, relying on savings, borrowing, and possible government money. So right now, people are borrowing more and more money to make ends meet because the inflation rate is eating into their paychecks. On the other hand, the reason why employment has increased recently is due to the diminished pandemic effect and the prospect of less giveaway money for not working. So some are returning to work not because of economic growth, but because of the need for a paycheck. All these realities chokes economic growth. Biden claims he ignores the plummeting Dow Jones Industrial Average, despite the fact that the Dow is a strong predictor of the future direction of the economy. I don't know why he ignores it. I guess he ignores it because it's so miserable. Last week was a historic sell-off week, historic sell-off. And it's down again this morning, folks. Biden fails to acknowledge that most Americans either own stock directly or indirectly as part of their pension plans. So pensions are in free fall right now, folks. So you may ask, what shall we do? Well, I go back to the great Democratic president, JFK, when the Democrats were really Democrats and not Marxists as they are today. JFK once stated, John F. Kennedy once stated, that a rising tide lifts all ships. There are two main ways the government can affect the economy. One is through government spending, and the other is through the Federal Reserve, an independent agency printing money and buying non-performing assets when necessary. During recession, the Federal Reserve can stimulate the economy by lowering interest rates. They do this by printing money at a lower rate that they charge to banks, and they also buy non-performing assets, which of course raises the value of those assets and lowers interest rates. During an inflationary period, the Federal Reserve raises interest rates to reduce the amount of money growth or monetary growth to cause slower growth. Yes, there has been too much money in circulation due to government giveaway programs, and that causes inflation. Of course, the biggest cause of inflation began with Biden's war on energy. This forced energy prices to rise. Every sector of our economy relies on energy, so when energy costs rise, so does everything else. Biden foolishly claims he is saving the environment while he continues to increase the availability of fuel by importing it from overseas. Overseas fuel creates more carbon dioxide as domestically produced fuel because the ships that deliver the fuel consume a lot of energy. Just think about that. To send a ship loaded with oil from Saudi Arabia to the United States, how much energy does that ship have to burn? Well, when we produce it here domestically, we don't have that problem. During periods of slower growth, people buy less goods and sellers are forced to reduce prices. Aside from the Federal Reserve's actions, the government can influence the economy as well. During periods of a poor economy, the government may spend more money, almost always borrowed, to stimulate the economy. During periods of inflation, the government should spend less money to curtail inflation. Since Biden became president, spending and debt have increased tremendously, exponentially, thereby raising the amount of cash in circulation. When the amount of cash reaches a level out of proportion to the amount of available goods, commodities, property, and services, buyers bid up the costs of just about everything, thereby causing inflation. The inflationary policies of the Biden administration has forced the Federal Reserve to dramatically raise interest rates, which is intended to slow the economy down sufficiently to reduce inflation. The problem is that slowing economic growth is painful. Americans are now experiencing economic pain from two sources: crippling inflation and the prospect of job losses due to layoffs. So, you might ask, why do politicians engage in such destructive tactics? The answer is that politicians, frequently self-centered, want to win elections, and buying votes via massive government giveaway programs may work in the short run, while disastrous out further on down the road. Voters don't think about the long run until things get really bad. Instead, they think about immediate concerns fueled by propagandistic rhetoric. Hence, a trillion for student debt, another trillion for the Green New Deal, and many billions more for more cylinders. There is an even more pressing reason why politicians engage in such economically disastrous policies. Many politicians were educated in leftist universities that taught capitalism is an unjust, exploitative system that should be replaced with a Marxist, socialist, communist system. Despite the fact that capitalism is the world's most functional economic system by far, capitalism is the only system in which both buyer and seller are equally satisfied with their transaction at the point of that transaction. Socialist, Marxist, communist economies always fail, and as they do, their leaders resort to the secret police and authoritarian regimes to maintain power. In other words, if you don't agree with them, they arrest you or kill you. The problem with ridding America of its capitalist foundation is that Americans witnessed the utter failure and downfall of the Soviet Union, leading most to reject Marxism and socialism and communism. However, the Marxists have now reinvented the wheel. Instead of proclaiming an eternal class struggle between working class and so-called investment or money class individuals, a struggle that seems to no longer exist due to the high success of the capitalist system, leading to working class people prospering via owning real estate and stock and creating, as JFK told us, the rising tide that lifts all ships. The angry narcissist American Marxists have had to invent other methods of dividing America and causing conflict, which they will gladly regulate via expanded government control of our lives. They say they will regulate everything and remove the people's constitutional right to firearms. And they think that this is going to make us feel better. This has led to new manipulative lies to divide and conquer. CRT, the Green New Deal, gender-affirming ideology and treatment, illegal immigration, illegals voting, rising crime, the surveillance state, cancel culture, censorship, and more, leading to the so-called victims groups they convince voters to identify with to replace class conflict the American Marxists used to rely on to create a communist revolution, such as the one that occurred in Russia and China. In every respect, Biden has dramatically injured the American economy by causing inflation, recession, the prospect of job losses, rising energy costs, illegal immigration with strains which strains taxpayers and supply chain disruption, all for the bullshit climate change environmental wackos Green New Deal based on unsubstantiated fear-mongering. The damage to all Americans, and in particular those hoping to be able to retire, is overwhelming as retirement funds diminish and the cost of living becomes unaffordable. Even as the November midterm elections fast approach, Democrats are touting their massive stimulus, including the mendaciously named Inflation Reduction Act and the constitutionally illegal student loan giveaway. The economic facts demand they suffer defeat at the polls. Informed voters need to know what they are voting for. Will it be more economic deterioration, or will voters demand a return to sanity? Thanks for listening, folks. This is the Dr. Raymond Havlicek Podcast. God bless America. God help the people of Ukraine. Stop the genocide. And God help Americans survive the Biden economic disaster. Peace. See you soon.